This episode is proudly sponsored by my amazing patrons. For the multi-tier, a heartfelt thank you to Ted and C, St. Peaches, Earl B, Christina N, Bunkers, Carlo C, and our newest multi-patron, Ian. In the Tao tier, I extend a massive appreciation to Viren A, Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona, Luna, Diwatahan, Brizo, and our latest Tao patron, Undead. Thank you all so much for your unwavering support. It truly means a lot to me. To you, my dear listeners, if you would like to support the podcast, please visit patreon.com/tabitabipod. For as little as $2 or $6, you can enjoy early access to episodes, exclusive content, and more. Once again, that's patreon.com/tabitabipod. See you there. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi! Another week, another spooky episode. I hope you're all doing fine and safe. Thank you so much for making Tabby Tabby Podcast a part of your week. In today's episode, we are taking a breather from the haunted places and spooky schools. Instead, we're diving back into stories. Something I've been missing lately. Usually, I've got a bunch of random spooky tales to share, but today, I want to focus on something specific. Aswangs, or the Manananggas. Yep, we're delving into a collection of Aswang stories tonight. Our intern, Yana, did some digging in the comment sections of a few subreddits like r/nosleep, r/Philippines, r/Iloilo, and r/PH horror stories, and found some good ones. Plus, I have one story from one of our podcast followers who've been kind enough to send their experience as well. So, are you ready? If so, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. The first story came from Fel. My name is Fel and I am sharing to you a story that's been boggling me for years now. I had my fair shares of paranormal encounters, but this one spooked me quite a bit. The story takes place several years ago when my family went back to the Philippines and we threw a small party. My house has two rooms and one of the rooms has a tinted and reinforced window right beside the bed. My position was right across that, and I was talking to one of my cousins who sat below the window. As we chatted away, we heard the music from the living room suddenly come to a halt, and one of my aunties brought all the little kids inside the room we were in. Before she left, she looked right at us and said in Bisaya, "Lock the windows, put salt on the windowsills, close the curtains, and stay silent." She threw a packet of salt at my cousin, and she immediately sprinkled the salt on the windowsills. Then, she did as what my auntie had told her to do, lock the windows and close the curtains. She told me to turn the lights off, and the only light source we had was a dim old lamp. The little kids were huddled up in a corner away from the window, and my cousin stayed by the window. I whispered to her, "Is there something outside?" To which she nodded and said, "I don't know, but if Tita says to do all those things, then it's probably something menacing." We sat there in silence for about 15 minutes before the silence was broken by a screeching noise coming from the window. Something was scratching the glass from the outside and everyone froze. One of the little kids was about to start crying before I covered their mouth with my hand and hugged them to provide comfort. The thing outside kept tapping and scratching on the glass, but once it realized the salt was on the windowsills, it stopped, and we heard a few wings flaps as it went away. We stayed in the dark with a dim lamp for another 30 minutes, and then the same Tita from earlier came back inside the room. "Is everyone all right? Are you guys okay?" She kept asking us if we felt uncomfortable or something else. One of the little kids near my cousin pointed at the window and said, "Tita, why is the window cracked?" My tita looked over at the direction. Her eyes widened and rushed outside. She came back with my tito, who called everyone inside the room. I don't remember much as to what he said, but later on, he told my cousin and I that a manananggal was outside. My cousin and I had drastically different reactions. She was terrified, whereas I was thrilled and terrified that I had experienced this. I forgot about this whole experience before my mom brought it up a few weeks ago, so I wanted to share this experience with you. This next story came from Bruce Panga from r/Iloilo subreddit. I myself only know stories from my family and friends, like lots of them, but I personally don't believe in any of those. Though I grew up in a nearby province very much famous for its aswang, like it's the very first thing that comes to mind when people ask me where I'm from. It's a shame it's what our beautiful place is only known for, especially to outsiders. But it's fun to have those stories on camps, sleepovers, and hangouts over a beer or two. My grown-ass never had one experience, and still, to this day, been challenging those myths. I've been into deep jungles, mountains, and remote places, and every time people would tell me this, I would have little banters with them. I had a few almost encounters, but always ended up being disappointed. I, for example, had one experience where my ex-girlfriend's place, which happened in a different province, was notoriously famous for aswang. One night, I stayed with them and something happened. Her cousin, who just had her baby, was alone in their house, which was just a few meters from where we are, within the family compound, deep into a sugarcane farm. She was calling for help on her mobile phone and told their cousins and uncles that something or someone had been pestering her and making violent noises on their roof. To my amusement, I saw their family make a fuss about it and were hurrying towards the said house. With their bolo knives and pointed bamboo trunks as they passed by my ex-girlfriend's house. To my excitement, I tried to follow them outside to join the action, but her mom's been pulling me back and stopping me as I should stay inside since I'm not a local and I could always get myself into trouble. I was so mad, but out of respect and I don't want to cause any drama, I hesitated and disappointingly went back inside. Though I could hear the noise, the shouting, and calling out of the names from the balcony, it was too dark to really see what's happening from where I am. I could only see flashes of light as they tried to fend off the creature. It was almost a 10-minute commotion, and to my amusement, it really seemed like they were onto something. When everything settled, everyone went back inside and they told me they know who the person was and only by calling its name that the said aswang stopped and went away. They revealed to me his identity, as I've been accustomed to almost everyone in the neighborhood. So I, too, know who they were talking about. They warned me not to talk to the person and make sure I greet him first whenever I cross paths with the old geezer. This is to ensure that I don't get enchanted, as it is believed they have the power to do so and can cause some paranormal or weird shit to you. One afternoon, almost sundown, I encountered the old dude on my way home, and me being curious and saw that the person seems harmless, I intentionally let him greet me first. He was a nice old man and I kind of pity him as he's somewhat being avoided by the folks. I stopped by and talked to him a bit and got to know him more. When I arrived at my ex's place, I told him what happened and to my amusement again, they were so pissed and scolded me. They've told me how stupid I was and I should see a shaman to protect me from the enchantments. I respectfully refused them and I still went on to see the old geezer as a way of mocking them wherever I passed by him in the field. It's been more than a decade ago, and to this day, I am still amazed by how crazy that was. That was fun though. I am yet and still on a quest-ish to find similar experiences in my home province, and been intentionally staying at some friends' places on remote areas so I could really see one. Also, I was told that my great-grandpa was somewhat a menace to Aswangs, and I have a story that comes along with it. It was a kind of a little-known town legend or folk story. True or not, it's a nice little story I share to people as a conversation starter. This next story came from i_screamhoho23 from r/phhorrorstory subreddit. I'm not the one who experienced this, but it happened to my grandpa. My aunts and uncles are born-again Christians, but they believe in this too because their dad, my grandfather, was involved. That's where I found out that it's not just pregnant women or babies who attract spirits. They had a wake back in the day, and my grandpa, being a heavy drinker, got left behind at the drinking session during the wake. Everyone else gave up and went home. They noticed someone peeking from the coffin, from the rooftop, lying down like a human but dark, black figure. When my grandpa shouted for someone to pass him a machete, that thing supposedly ran fast across the rooftops until it vanished. People started screaming because they said it sounded and smelled weird. My aunts thought it was just my grandpa acting up, but they said it was the first time they saw him that disturbed, like he lost his usual drunkenness. That's why it said you shouldn't leave the dead alone, especially without someone to watch over them. This next story came from traditional_job_4315 in r/phhorrorstory subreddit. Not a swang, but tick tick. I love horror stories, but I was really skeptical. But when I was pregnant, this was in 2010, this experience happened, and until now, whenever I hear scratching on the roof, I get scared. I was living in Baguio City with my parents back then. We were not Baguio native, so we were just renting a house. It was kind of old but American style because it was owned by an American. It started when I was 4 months pregnant. My parents didn't know yet, long story. But as soon as we told them, the same night I went into my room. I couldn't sleep and I felt uneasy because the neighbor's dog was howling continuously. Their dog house was maybe 3 to 4 feet away from the side of my window. It wasn't the usual howling, so it bothered me, like it was really angry at something outside our side. I ended up sleeping in my parents' room. Around 7 to 8 months of my pregnancy, I started waking up in the middle of the night. I could hear scratching on the roof like something was clawing forcefully. My dad said it might be rats or a cat chasing rats, but it was different. It was only in one part, the part where I was lying down. So I told my mom and she said to put salt beside me. I was being skeptical, although I did it just to keep my mom quiet. But one time, I really forgot to bring salt. I woke up again in the middle of the night with scratching on the roof. I tried to sleep, but for some reason, I felt scared. So I got up and went to get salt from the kitchen. And to my surprise, the scratching stopped when I had salt beside me. This next story came from Mr. Clay from r/phhorrorstory. Last year, around October or November, around 1 in the morning, I was still awake playing a mobile game. Suddenly, I heard a loud thud on the roof. I knew it wasn't a cat, because I could hear and feel that it was big and heavy. And it was impossible for a cat or any other animal to climb onto the roof. I got even more scared when another thud followed. So what I did was, I recorded a video. While I was recording, it walked again about 10 steps away. I was really nervous at this point, but I managed to capture everything. The next morning, I watched the video, and it clearly captured the sound of the roof being hit. I showed the video to my dad, mom, sibling, and some cousins, and they were all surprised because the sound of the roof was so loud. My dad even said, "It's like someone's messing with the roof." Fast forward to January, just last week. Around 1 a.m. again, my partner was already asleep and I was still playing. Suddenly, something fell on the roof and it was really loud. It woke up my partner. He asked what it was and I just said it was a tree branch, not telling him it might be an aswang because he's a scaredy cat. Just yesterday around 12:30 midnight, we were both asleep when we were suddenly awakened by another loud thud on the roof. We just looked at each other and he fell back asleep, but I stayed awake to keep watch. P.S. We live in an apartment on the second floor, surrounded by woods, with no neighboring trees or houses nearby. Unfortunately, my phone got reformatted, so the video got deleted. If I encounter it again and manage to record it, I'll share it with you. This next story came from Love Engineer. Posted in r/Philippines. Back when I was a college freshman, my folks and I moved closer to campus so I could commute instead of living in the dorms. The place we rented was a basic wooden shack with a tin roof and old school jalousy windows with grills. It was split into four sections, a narrow living room up front leading to two bedrooms. And those bedrooms had doors opening into the dining room and kitchen. One time, my parents had to go on a business trip and left me alone for a couple of days. So on the first night, I just relaxed, watched some TV, then hit the bed. But around 1 or 2 in the morning, I woke up to this noise on the roof like someone was stomping around up there. And let me tell you, it was heavy. I mean, there's no way it was some little cat or rat. The tin roof was literally creaking from the weight. The noise seemed to move closer above my room, then away, and then back again. And then, suddenly, it stopped. But just when I thought it was over, I heard scratching sound at the front door. I swear it was only like 4 meters away from where I was. It went on for about 10 seconds, but it felt like eternity. And then, just like that, everything went quiet. It's a miracle I managed to get back to sleep after that. When my parents finally got back, I told them everything. My mom goes all serious and tells me that the area we moved into is known for its superstitions like the wakwak or manananggal from Filipino folklore that supposedly shapeshift at night. She even told me that it might have been a welcome to the neighborhood kind of thing. So there you have it, my brush with the paranormal. This story was shared by Incognito from r/Philippines. When I was a freshman student, I studied at Airling. We went to Mindoro for a training and they said there were a lot of aswang there. Anyway, the place I was staying at looked like a resort. There weren't many lights because we were right by the beach and in that resort-looking type of place, there was a hammock he could sleep in. So me, being clueless about Mindoro, I hopped into the hammock around 8 in the evening and fell asleep. My roommate started looking for me because hours had passed. I didn't know what happened, but I woke up because he was pulling me and rushing me to our room. I was still kind of groggy, so I kept stumbling, not knowing what was going on and still resisting. I could feel his fear when he shouted at me to hurry up because something was close. At that point, I could hear something loud behind me. I didn't even turn around. I didn't want to know what was scaring my cocky and super masculine friend. When we got into the room, he started yelling at me. He said I was stupid to go out alone at that hour on that island. Turns out, something was hanging at the tree where the hammock I was comfortably sleeping in. Apparently, there was a manananggal stalking me like I was its prey. This next story came from Shion Star from r/no sleep comment section. My older cousin is very interested in the occult and shit, so she knows a whole lot about real creepy and scary stories. The story that really stuck to me is about a nurse, so I'm gonna tell it here. So this female nurse just got assigned to this hospital. She worked there for almost a month when she notices that most of the hospital staff avoids one nurse, which really confuses her since that particular nurse in question is quite pretty and nice. One day, she decided to befriend the nurse and ignore the warnings she got from the others. They hit it off and became close friends, so when her new friend invited her to her parents' house on the province because there's a fiesta or a festival, she readily agrees. She enjoyed her stay in there a lot. There was a lot of delicious food served. Roasted chicken, lumpia, spaghetti, adobo, and more. The parents of her friend are very hospitable and kind, so there were no problems. Though, she was confused when she realized that she was the only visitor. They left after a few days later. Since then, every single night, she'd dream about killing and eating animals raw. She had dreams about gnawing a still alive cat and chickens and such. Though disturbed, she paid them no mind. What really freaked her out, though, was when she went to a relative's wake. The moment she saw the dead body in the coffin, a pang of hunger hit her, and she can only think that the corpse looks as delicious as a lechon. So truly freaked out, she seeks out an albulario or a witch doctor. After telling what was happening to her, the albulario made her drink lana, a vicious liquid or oil. A few seconds later, she threw up a live baby chick, which the albulario quickly killed. She was then told that she's quite lucky that the chick has yet to fully grow, else she'd forever be a wakwak. The wakwak is a vampiric bird-like creature in Philippine mythology. It is said to snatch humans at night as prey. The albulario also said that her friend must have been one, and her parents as well, and that when she ate the food, especially the chicken or egg dishes, she almost turned into one herself. She resigned from the hospital the next day. I'm awful at writing, but this is a true story. Here in the Philippines, especially in the Visayas, they have a lot of wakwak. It's quite scary, you know, because during the day, they're just normal people. You'll know when one is nearby if you hear a quiet chanting of wak, wak, wak. They are far away when the noise is loud and they prefer to prey on the sick. But their favorites are definitely the pregnant women. My cousin actually experienced being hunted by one when she was pregnant. Scary as fuck. There are also a lot of ways to get turned into a wakwak. They can turn people just by touching them, and if you manage to touch back, you're safe. Also, even if a wakwak is very old, they won't die if they can't pass it down. And just like in the story, eating a chicken or egg dish served by a wakwak can turn you into a wakwak as well. A sign that a person is a wakwak is turning upside down when they think they're alone. Actually, a few months back, October or November, an old lady from a few towns back got accused as one because she was upside down in the middle of the bridge. Scared the fuck out of the teenagers crossing it. Anyway, there are still a lot of things about the wakwak, how to kill them and such. I know more stories about it. I'll post more if someone's interested. This next story came from IM_Tagalupa. My sister was pregnant at that time, and one time, there were a pack of dogs barking in our neighbor's backyard. One of the dogs even yelped like it got hit. After that, something fell on our water tank at the back. We were surprised because we were still awake. That was around 12 to 1 a.m. And it seemed like there was someone in our backyard. What we did was my mom grabbed a machete, I got a knife, and one of my siblings grabbed a piece of wood. And we also called the police. When we opened the door to go to the backyard, we were shocked because the figure standing by the water tank had dark skin, kind of shiny like suede, and yellow eyes. It looked like a person, but at the same time, it was not. We were all startled, and it jumped to the other side, so we quickly shut the door. Until now, we know that it wasn't a swan, and not just a burglar. This story was shared by Ming Saints from r/Philippines. This is more of a weird story, but sometimes when I remember it, it gives me goosebumps. This happened around late 1999 to early 2000s, when my mom was pregnant with my youngest sibling. For context, we lived in a small subdivision with an access road leading to a farm. At the other end of the access road was the main road, with a tricycle terminal at the corner. At the time, our house was still under construction, so we were staying at my grandma's house. I was 6 years old then, but I remember this vividly. One night, my mom woke me up. "We're going to sleep in the neighbor's house," she said. Being 6 years old, I didn't think much of it because I thought it was just the sleepovers at my mom's friend's house. So we brought our mats and pillows and we moved to my friend's house. And I remembered being surprised because there were so many people outside. My uncle was there with his friends running around. The adults, my grandma and her friends from the neighborhood, were also outside carrying rosaries and holy water. They ushered us kids along with my mom into a room. I remember them sprinkling holy water in the room and putting a broomstick near the door. I fell asleep soon after. The next day, at breakfast, I overheard the adults talking. Apparently, this is what happened. My uncle and his friends were outside sitting on the curb, chatting. All of a sudden, they saw a big, dark-colored carabao walking slowly on the farm access road. We're used to seeing carabaos, but not late at night. Usually, the farmers herd them home around dusk. They got goosebumps because the carabao stopped in front of my grandma's house, right outside my mom's window. So what my uncle and his friends did was to shoo it away. The carabao just stood there, as if observing. so my uncle's friend grabbed a stick and hit the carabao on its back. It ran towards the main road, so they decided to chase it. When they reached the tricycle terminal at the corner, they asked the drivers if they saw a carabao passing by. The drivers were puzzled because they didn't see any carabao. There were no turns or hiding spots for the carabao because the road was straight and lined with big houses. Besides, an animal of that size would be impossible to miss, especially since the place was well lit. My uncles were sure that the carabao ran towards the main road. When they asked the drivers if anyone had lost a carabao, nobody did. In the morning, when the other farmers passed by, they asked if anyone had lost their carabao. Once again, nobody did. It was the talk of the neighborhood for a few weeks, and it never happened again. I asked my mom if she remembered, but she didn't. But when I asked my grandma and my uncle, they recalled the event exactly the way I did. And the last story came from JC Loza 01 from r/Philippines. For us, it's the manananggal. Back when we were in elementary, we used to toss our garbage in the fields at night. On Sunday night, we were told to take out the trash while we were watching Once Upon a Time. So me and my friend agreed to wait for the commercials before doing it. I was just peeking at the neighbor's TV because we didn't have one. So, we got ready to throw the garbage in the fields. When we stepped out, we immediately felt something strange. It was super cold and the wind was making a lot of noise. But we shrugged it off and my friend and I kept walking towards the fields. But before we could get there, we had to pass by this house with coconut trees. As we were approaching, we noticed something moving in one of the trees. It was dark, so we couldn't really see clearly. But you could tell something like a bird was flapping around. We just walked towards it because we had to pass by anyway. As we got closer, that's when we finally saw it. It had long hair and half of its body was missing. You could see its insides and it had wings like a bat. At first, we couldn't move when we saw what it was. It was grabbing something from the coconut, but we couldn't make out what. After a few seconds, it suddenly looked at us. And that's when we realized how terrifying it was. Its eyes were huge, like twice the size of a human's, and there was no white in his eyes. Just pure red with black in the middle. It had long fangs. Its face looked like an old person's skin, super wrinkly. Just a few seconds of staring, we bolted back to my friend's house. And we left our garbage on the road. Their house wasn't that far from the coconut tree, just about 3 houses away. We didn't know if it chased after us because we didn't look back. We just ran. When we got home, we were just crying and screaming about seeing a manananggal. Her parents didn't believe us. Our siblings just laughed at us. We tried telling everyone in our neighborhood about what we saw, but nobody believed us up until now. My best friends and I, we're still besties, and every time we hang out, we never forget to talk about it. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. Thank you, and I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's stories. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share, or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to a Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give me a tip GCash. Info will be on the description. Thank you to you, my dear listeners. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you use me as a background noise while you're doing your thing this Saturday evening. And thank you, my dear patrons, for continuously supporting the podcast. I appreciate you all. This has been Ethan, and thank you so much for listening to Tabby Tabby Podcast. Join me next time as I share more spooky stories from the Philippines. Bye!